This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Something screw with our ISDN line. Welcome to the live Saturday edition of the program with you here in the beautiful Keene, New Hampshire studios tonight. It's Ian
and Chris.
So we're going to start out with a piece of news. I guess it's not really news. Well, I guess it's news that studies apparently have been done about. Might be a little screwy on their ends. But anyway, the toll-free number if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. You can bring up anything that you want, but we are going to talk about quarter-life crises.
Can I go back and have mine now? Because I never really...
You never did have one? That's what I was going to ask you, was did you ever go through what they call the midlife crisis?
No. No, I didn't really have a midlife. Well, I mean, there were. See, how can I put this? It's radio friendly. I would say that, maybe at times during my 40s when I was, let's say, between relationships, okay. I might have acted out a bit. I don't think inappropriately.
Acting out. Now, is that the. I mean, when you say acting out, what is that? What is that?
Dating 20-year-olds and stuff like that.
Well, I mean...
Well, I know. Who am I talking to here? Come on.
I don't consider that to be acting out. That's just
no, but,
the normal way of things.
No, I think once you hit your late 30s, early 40s, we have a tendency to want to relive some of those... it's a little bit of denial. It's sort of like, I'm not really getting that old. I still feel great. I still feel like I feel like I did when I was 18 years old.
You look great.
Well, thank you, yeah. Ian. You look great, too.
Oh, I appreciate that.
But I just, you know, I never really, I never mentally grasped that whole idea that, you know, I'm older now. Physically, sometimes you feel aches and pains, but.
So my understanding of the midlife crisis, again, having not gone through such a thing, it always felt to me like it was somebody who had an issue with where they were in their life. Not necessarily that they wanted to relive the glory days, although I suppose that could be a way it manifests.
Sure.
But, like, here I am, I'm 40, 45 or whatever, and I work at this corporate job, and life sucks. Is this all there is?
Half my life's over, and now what? Is this all there is to it? Is it all downhill from here? I think those feelings strike people, too.
That would be part of it. And then if they have access to funding at that point, then they're sort of, maybe they've got some significant savings built up because they've been around for a few decades, so they've managed to do that. That's when they buy the Lambo, right? Or they get themselves...
Usually a red Corvette.
In our case of our co-host, Mark Edge, who, we've teased for going through a midlife crisis, he bought himself a boat.
Right.
And... 1 year later, he's now selling the boat.
Yes. As he said, I loved when he said, I said, how was it? He said, the pirate's life is not for me.
Well, it turns out it wasn't for his wife as much as it was for him, but
yeah.
I'm sure he found it had its downsides as well. So it seems like almost like a crisis of identity in some ways. And if you've been through it and you can identify the fact that you've been through it, it's probably something where it's easier to identify when you're not going through it, right? Where if you're on the outside of it, you can say, oh, yeah, that guy's going through it. My friend is going through a midlife crisis.
Hey, nice Corvette.
So here's a story from independent.co.uk. Again, this is about the millennials, where 6 in 10 of them claim to be going through a quarter-life crisis, according to a new study. Many of us are familiar with the trope of a midlife crisis, a person in middle age who's feeling stuck in a rut and who reacts by indulging in erratic behavior like making spontaneous career decisions or buying a motorbike. But now it seems more and more of us are evaluating our existence far earlier, as a new study reveals more than half of millennials are experiencing a so-called quarter-life crisis.
You're laughing because my eyes are probably, like, literally rolling 360 degrees in my head. just this blows me away. And I don't want to say, you know, back in the day, I just don't remember being, how do I put this, so whiny about everything. And I don't want to characterize all millennials are whiny. They're certainly not. But the ones that seem to talk to newspapers seem to be. I this is story after story about, you know, how things are. And it's not just the financial aspect, because we can talk about real problems in our world that I think millennials should really be troubled by, things like wars and, you know, the ever expanding state and loss of rights and
for sure
the devastation of their currencies and how they're not going to have, they're not likely to have the retirement that their parents may have had or generations before. I get all that, but you know, at some point you just got to say, all right, you don't like your lot in life, work on improving it. And quit trying to come up with a label to blame it on.
Yeah, certainly whining about your situation isn't going to improve it. It never has, and it never will. The study was carried out by First Direct Bank, and psychologist Dr. Oliver Robinson aimed to look at how people can use a crisis as a spark for change, but in the process discovered a huge number of 25 to 35-year-olds that are struggling to cope amid financial, career, and personal pressures. Analyzing 2,000 Brits, the study found that, and maybe it'd be different if they did a sampling from other places, because from what I understand, it's pretty depressing living in Britain. The study found that financial difficulties were the biggest single cause, with more than half of the people responding going through a quarter-life crisis, admitting they spend more than they earn each month. And in fact, I saw a headline, I don't know if I still have it in front of me here, but that American debt levels are at the highest level since before the recession, I think.
Something like that. I saw a similar article.
Yeah, so, I mean, whether it's Great Britain or whether it's the United States, people in these Western countries seem to have problems with money. They seem to not understand how to manage it. They seem to not understand how to save it. And then as a result, you get a situation where somebody is spending more than they earn each month. That's a formula for failure.
Yeah, and it's certainly depressing. I mean, I read, I can't remember what study it was, but it talked about, you know, leading causes of stress, just stress period, not crises or anything like that. But, you know, relationships and money, I mean, those are the two things that are generally it. And you have the other things, major life changes. Loss of a loved one, things like that, but you know, money and relationships, and unfortunately, they're way, way, way up there. But these are what's sort of optimistic, I think, for them, is these are things that can be corrected. You know,
they can. And the good news is if you are finding yourself in some sort of depression or crisis or whatever. I mean, I don't know what it's like to be in a crisis exactly. Right. But if you do find yourself in that place and you're 25 to 35 years old, good news is you've got the whole rest of your life in front of you
right.
to get your S together and, you know, learn a thing or two about financial intelligence.
Yeah, and it's not easy. You know, and I think part of it is we're sort of, I won't say brainwashed, but we're certainly influenced more now by the internet and by seeing things that we've never seen before. When I was growing up, no internet. You know, you didn't see. There wasn't even a Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. I mean, you knew who rich people were. They wore top hats and they lived in mansions out in the country and things like that. But this sort of this ostentatious sort of, you know, the rapper lifestyle, you know, the gold and the bling and everything else, and
that,
you know, songs about G6s and stuff like that. I think that it puts an unfair goal in people's mind. I mean, if you're paying your bills and you got a little bit of money left over to have a little bit of fun and you're happy, you know, that might be $18,000 a year. That might be $20,000 a year. It might be $12,000 a year, depending on where you live.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, if you're chasing an unrealistic lifestyle, that's going to lead to just just you're always going to feel like you're failing.
Especially if you're trying to attain that lifestyle when you don't have the means, meaning that you're going to Rent-A-Center and getting the 80-inch television
right.
and the leather couch, and you know you're trying to get every single nice thing you can possibly get so you can feel like you're there, but then ultimately you end up just getting further and further behind the ball. You have some flashy possessions, reality is they're not yours. They're owned by Rent-A-Center.
Right.
And you're paying them through the nose on a weekly basis in order to have those things. Now, again,
what's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will. So pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. K-E-Y.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
portion of the program. Are you going through what they are describing here as a quarter-life crisis? The independent.co.uk is reporting on a study analyzing 2,000 Brits, finding that people are having trouble out there in the millennial generation. It's Ian and Chris here in the studio, and you're welcome to comment 855-450-FREE. That's free like freedom, 855-450-3733, or call in on Skype. The Skype username here is lrn.fm, and we've got Discord at discord.lrn.fm, where you can also use the on-air call-in line chat room there to get on with us. In fact, we're going to go to your calls and thoughts here, but I also want to make sure you know about liberty.menu. If you are a libertarian, if you are somebody who rejects the initiation of force and you agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you qualify to use liberty.menu. It's a great way to get your business information out to neighbors, out to people who care about freedom, people who think like you that want to patronize businesses like yours.
Mm-hmm.
Because it makes sense when you're given the choice between options in the marketplace. Why not go with the one that's ideologically aligned with you?
Could not agree more.
But you need to know they exist in the first place, and that's what Liberty.menu does, is it brings customers who love freedom together with business owners who love freedom. Go to Liberty.menu. It's a free tool. You can list your business there. You can also list local events that you might be putting on or involved with, or digital content that you have created. There's a bit of a social networking aspect. You can leave comments and ratings for the businesses that you patronized. So go check it out. It's really useful. It looks great. It's easy to use. Liberty.menu, and it's free. That's Liberty.menu. As we continue here, we'll talk more about the quarter-life crisis. And if you can relate, maybe you've gone through a midlife crisis and you want to, you know, call in about that, you're welcome to. Chris, you say you didn't really experience that. I haven't experienced it. It seems to affect people that feel lost in life, that they reach a certain point and they feel like they are behind the ball, or they feel like they're not doing the thing that is their calling, or...
Right.
You know, various different reasons why they're just not satisfied.
Yeah, something's missing.
Where they are. So let's go to your calls, though, and thoughts. First up, Riley is on the line with us, calling from, I believe, Utah. Hello, Riley.
Hey, guys. Hey, so I have never, that I can think of, had a quarter-life crisis.
How old are you?
I'm 32.
Okay.
I've had events in my life that have been really challenging, but I wouldn't necessarily call them a quarter-life crisis. And I've had events where I've had times in my life where I feel like I'm not making progress, but I wouldn't consider it a crisis because you can always figure out how to work your way through it.
Life does have a tendency of providing you the tools that you need
sure.
to get through right. whatever challenges that have presented themselves.
Exactly. And sometimes with hard experiences, they can refine you. They can make you a better person. It's really hard
sure.
for some people to understand this whole concept of being refined and being a better person because they think about, oh, my gosh, this is such a crisis. What am I going to do about it? Instead of trying to take a different perspective and think about, okay, well, this is happening now. What can I do to work through it and cope with it?
Yeah, I think that's all. That's a very positive message. And isn't it true?
Yeah.
Isn't it true that you know, in order to grow in life, you have to get out of your comfort zone, right? So it's easy
exactly.
to get into a place where you know everything that you need to know, and
right.
you know you feel good where you are. But if you're not getting outside of that, then you're never going to become more than that. And so I think it is important to do those things. And like I was saying, you know, life does provide you the tools, but you have to pick them up. You know, you have to be willing to see that those things are there, to see the opportunities that present themselves, to open the doors and the windows of opportunity and step through them, even though life does, you know, put them there.
Yeah. Riley, do you think that recent generations have a... sort of an some in those generations, again, we're just talking in general, have an unrealistic outlook on where they will be in life? I mean, you could even look at parents, you know, will I be where my parents were at this time in my life? And the way things are going, I'm not sure that, you know, millennials don't look at that and go, man, they had a lot going for them, and this whole thing's kind of crumbling.
I think that's entirely possible, and I also think that it comes down to how the people were raised in that generation, because my parents raised me pretty well, I think. And, you know, it could also come down to parenting from different children's perspectives and how that child was raised, because sometimes children don't have a really good background and from parents or whatever, or family background, and it may be really tough for them to have role models of people to look up to for where they want to be, and people who struggled and how they overcome those struggles.
Yeah, and by the way, for our listeners that may be unfamiliar with you, they might just be tuning in for the first time, you are the host of your own podcast. Mm-hmm. Is it Anarcho Agenda?
That's correct. It's Anarcho Agenda.
Yeah, and you're also blind. So you want to talk about somebody who's had some challenges to overcome in life. You're a blind man in his early 30s who feels like you are on track. And,
right.
You know, yet there are people out there with their full faculties who feel like they're lost and blowing in the wind. So, you know, sounds like you're doing pretty well.
I try to do well. There are times when I feel like I don't do well.
Well, everybody has that,
yeah.
Right?
I mean,
I feel that way when I don't get up on time in the morning.
That doesn't go away, trust me.
Yeah. Hey, Riley, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. He also is the creator of our Daily Digest version of Free Talk Live, which you can access on our feeds page at feeds.freetalklive.com. Those are the different RSS feeds, the podcasts that you can subscribe to. And we include the Daily Digest in our full feed. So if you subscribe to the normal feed, you get the full-length shows and you get the Daily Digest. But if you just want the Daily Digest, there's a digest-only podcast there that you can subscribe to. And he actually takes the time to boil down a two-hour solid block of talk content to 20 to 30-minute block of talk content.
Amazingly well produced.
So
I love listening to him. Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right, cool. So check him out over at feeds.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about the idea of a quarter-life crisis, which according to a study of over 2,000 or approximately 2,000 Brits, found that over half of the millennial respondents, 6 out of 10 of them, claim to be going through a quarter-life crisis. They admit that they spend more than they earn each month. 53% of them say that. Other pressures include trying to find the right job at 26% or working in a challenging job. 24% trying to get on the property ladder at 22% and being in the right relationship at 25%.
So I hear a couple government problems in there.
Tell me.
Well, the property one. I mean, it was never an expectation when I was growing up that... Well, you know, you better have your own house by the time you're 25.
You know, seems a little unrealistic.
Who would have thought that? But also, because back then, back then it was a standard that you were going to have to put down 10%, you know, at least, you know, or maybe more depending on your credit. So who was going to save up, you know, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 by the time they were 25 years old? I mean, that's...
Certainly not anyone with college debt.
Right, of course not.
I mean, you can't save anything.
Which is another issue, and there was one more in the ones you read
we'll talk about
after the break.
We'll continue here. Your calls and thoughts are number 855-450-FREE on the idea of a crisis, either midlife or quarter life. A lot of millennials claiming they are in a quarter life crisis. Do you buy it? Are you a millennial? Are your friends freaking out? 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us on the radio waves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you here in the studio, you've got Ian.
And Chris.
We're talking about the idea of a, not just a midlife crisis, but apparently a quarter-life crisis. According to The Independent over in the UK, they've looked at a study of 2,000 Brits and found that the millennials in that study, 6 out of 10 of them, claim to be going through a quarter-life crisis. Those in the 25 to 35-year-old age bracket there are struggling to cope amid financial, career, and personal pressures. In our chat room right now over on Discord, which you can join over at discord.lrn.fm, we got a real estate agent in Orlando, Mighty Mike. He says most of his millennial clients have no money. Sounds to me like they're not good prospects then for real estate.
Yeah,
he says he has one right now that has 2 new cars, 2 cell phones, wears all the fancy clothes, and has no savings at all, and has the worst attitude.
But he cannot get him a 100% backed government taxpayer backed student loan because he makes too much money.
Does he make too much money?
It sounds like
he doesn't have a dime to his name.
Right, but he makes enough. He's spending it all. He's probably spending more, but that's the case. And, you know, it's tough if you don't comprehend basic economics and basic financial management.
And they don't teach you that in government school.
They did not teach economics when I was in school.
They had a course called economics. But yes. It wasn't useful, you know, to the individual. It wasn't personal financial habits.
Well, we had that in home ec.
Yeah.
And when I went to school, you know, back in the 1920s, it was a required course.
What did they tell you in home ec?
You did the stuff you expect in home ec, like we're going to bake a cake and do stuff like that. But we also covered how to create a home budget, how to balance your checkbook.
We never had home ec in a gifted school.
Didn't have that. But we didn't have a gifted school, so we really didn't have much of anything. But again,
so they did teach you something.
Yes, and that used to be part of regular government school curriculum. And once that's gone, and most people are going to assume that the only sensible thing to do is to send your kid to public school, because hey, it's free. We've already paid for it, which drives me nuts. But that's what they're going to get, and they're not going to get those basic life skills. It always has been, but it's now even more important for parents to convey those things to their children and to teach them.
Benefit the government to have a class of people that are basically struggling and on the edge of failure?
Oh, absolutely.
Because the government wants you to look to them for assistance. They want you to depend on them, to rely on them to take care of you.
Yep.
They want to create that relationship. And so it shouldn't surprise us when the government runs schools, which were created as, I believe, the Prussian model of education, mm-hmm. essentially a model that's designed to crank out a worker drone, somebody who they can add, they can write, they can read.
They can work in a factory.
They can work, but they're not really in a position to where they can think for themselves. They're not encouraged to do those sorts of things. They're certainly not given the financial intelligence to, which is just information. You know, it's just information and practice.
Right. Independence should be suppressed. That was the idea. This is the progressive era in Europe and in the early 20th century of the U.S. that we don't need those types of people. We already have them. They go to the Ivy League school. They're our brain trust. They're our brilliant minds. We don't need those. What we need are, like you said, drones. We need people that will just go to work, do their thing, not ask for a lot.
Watch TV.
Right. That's
go back.
Yeah. Buy products.
Yeah. Buy your favorite piece.
Yeah.
So pressures on the Brits in the survey include people admitting they spend more than they earn. They're trying to find the right job. They're working in a challenging job, trying to get on the property ladder and being in the right relationship. You talked about how government has an effect on some of those things, Chris. Was there more that you wanted to comment on?
No. The first one was financial.
Spending more than they earn.
Right.
Finding the right job. Working in a challenging job as is, getting on the property ladder and being in the right relationship.
Yeah,
but struggles
there's a lot of things that are related to money there, and when you have...
Yeah, your relationships are better when your finances are
it's
better.
It's one less thing you're going to fight about, and financial issues are the number one things that people in relationships fight about. But when you have bad money, when you have a money that is naturally inflationary and it's not going to go as far next year, your raises are not going to keep up with inflation, which is the state of the economy.
That puts you behind the ball. You aren't able to buy as much with the same amount of money.
Right.
And so you end up having a lower and lower quality of life.
Yes. And it's that is completely tied to government and banking. And,
for sure.
And
the money that the government puts out there. Just look at look at Venezuela.
You know,
that's the latest extreme example of it.
Sure.
But the same things are happening in every other nation, state on earth.
They're happening in the United States to a lesser degree.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Next year, your dollars will be worth less than they are this year.
It's pretty much a guarantee.
It is. It's a guarantee. It's been going on it's about 100 years now. Yeah. And
more than that, right? 1913 was the Federal Reserve.
1913, yeah. So, yeah, 105.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's just part of the way the system's rigged. But government doesn't have to slow down on its spending. It can print more money.
That's right.
Which they can spend, but it devastates you. It's the unseen, invisible tax that you all pay.
Right, which increases the level of stress. Right, because if you're working as hard as you've always worked,
right,
but yet you cannot have the same lifestyle because, as you're pointing out, the inflation of the money supply, the increasing prices that tend to result from that, the fact that your pay rate isn't keeping up with those things is meaning that you are unable to live the same lifestyle year after year, which increases the level of stress on you because who wants to go down in their quality of life year after year?
So picture the guy that does a perfect job of he's the millennial and he does a perfect job of budgeting. He figures out his income. He looks at exactly how much his house payment is, how much this car he wants is. He figures it all out, and it works fine for 1 year.
Yeah, 5 years later.
And then 1 year later, he's like, how come this doesn't make sense? Oh, yeah. My cost of fuel has gone up. My cost of food has gone up. Somehow,
right,
the cost of baking a loaf of bread went up.
Right, and it's easy to blame the companies, right? Oh, sure. These evil corporations. Well, it's actually the evil corporation known as government that is printing the money that right. ultimately it's chasing the same amount of goods around, and so therefore prices will tend to rise in those economic circumstances like that. Now, that's not to say there aren't prices that can go down over time, as we've seen market innovations allow for, let's say, manufacturing to be more efficient, shipping to be more efficient. So those things can come bring prices down even in an inflationary environment.
Very much so. Yeah. And we particularly in consumer electronics and computers and things like that. But great the things example, that yeah. are highly regulated that we have to rely on,
like healthcare,
education, like child care, those are the things that are growing astronomically. And
right.
that is directly tied to government policies. And it's, I'm sorry, those of you listening tonight, but you're getting the short end of the stick.
The data also revealed the average millennial claims to have been feeling at rock bottom for more than 6 months before trying to, quote, sort their life out, unquote. But according to Dr. Robinson, it's not all gloom and doom. There's two sides to a quarter-life crisis, he says. They are often feared as periods of difficulty and distress, but in my experience, they can also be times of openness, curiosity, and growth. He says further, people may find old habits and coping mechanisms no longer help in the way they used to, and this can act as a spur to explore new ideas, new activities, and new ways of overcoming life's challenges, unquote. Worried that you're headed for a breakdown? Luckily, Darain Faraz, career expert at LinkedIn, has shared his top tips for dealing with a quarter-life crisis. So let's go through these here, Chris, and see if these are actually helpful suggestions for people.
Sounds good to me.
Number one, stop comparing yourself to others.
Good idea.
And we'll tell you more about that coming up here in moments. And what we found is that, that a lot of people have found, at least, that social media encourages this comparison.
Oh, I believe it.
When, you know, people see friends of theirs that are getting new houses or traveling the world or doing these things that they feel like they can't do at their point in their life, that can cause some of those feelings of frustration. 855-450-FREE like freedom. If you want to join us, share your tips as well and your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you're invited to join us on the radio here. We're talking about the idea of a quarter-life crisis now, with more than 6 out of 10 millennials in a survey of Brits, 2,000 Brits, say they are having a quarter-life crisis. You are welcome to comment on the things that cause these crises in people's lives. It's Ian and Chris in the studio here, and how to change your life to avoid this or to get out of it. There's some suggestions here from a careers expert from LinkedIn that we're going to dig into here in a moment. But of course, would love to hear from you as well. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And you can join us on the Discord on-air call-in line chat room over at discord.lrn.fm. Now, $6shirts.com is back on board here at Free Talk Live. It's the second time we've had them on as an advertiser.
Nice.
And they have some cool shirts, man. I mean, when they say there's a gigantic selection, they're not exaggerating.
Man.
I mean, it took me a long while to actually scroll through just their movie category.
Right. Right.
To find, and it's not hard to find shirts that you're going to just absolutely love to wear. I got a couple of them, some pop culture movie-related things. I got one of Snake Plissken's like silhouette.
Sweet.
His face.
I saw that one.
Yeah, man. And then I got another one of The Fifth Element, that movie as well. Chris, you got your shirts in yesterday. What did you, or 2 days ago, what did you have?
The first one shows tic-tac-toe, and it says the only solution is not to win. It's sort of
War games,
but it's sort of an anti-war thing. And then the other one has two hands, one with a red pill in it and one with a blue pill in it.
The
so
Matrix.
That's kind of where I feel we're at.
Yeah, good stuff there, man. And not just movie-related, but also video game, pop culture, politics. Go check them out over at $6shirts.com. And yes, they are as low as $6. In fact, you can even get, like, I think 10 and get an even lower price. So go to $6shirts.com. Oh, and if you want to save a little bit more, use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get 10% off of your order at $6shirts. That's six with the number six, $6shirts.com. Code FTL to save 10%. Let's go to the phones, to the funds. Dan is in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Dan.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, welcome.
You were talking earlier about the quarterly crisis that young
the
people
midlife,
in England are going through.
The quarter-life crisis.
Quarter-life crisis, yes.
Exactly. Their environment changed a few years back. the higher education system went to a business model. It used to be paid for by the government. They're having to take student loans out now, and they're not used to it, and it's hitting them hard. That's my comment.
You do know that if the government pays for something, that people are paying for it through taxes,
I understand
right?
that. Right. I understand that, but they were they changed the business model to a business model for their higher education, and the public, I believe, the young people were still in that socialistic mode of government will take care of me, and they aren't.
Yeah,
they're getting caught on the work.
I agree with where you're going. I mean, and more specifically, I would tie it to this. Yes, the model changed so that the government was now going to guarantee all student loans to address the rising cost of education. But guess what happens when you tell college?
In England, it was free, and now maybe they are guaranteeing the student loans. I don't know. But the young people are coming out of their higher education saddled with debt that
they just never had before.
Exactly. And
we're still talking about 6 out of 10.
I don't think they took it into account how that was going to cripple them.
Well, it's interesting speculation, but Dan, we're still talking about 6 out of 10 people in the millennial age range, and I don't know about the UK, but I heard just the other day that there's still only about, I don't know how accurate this is, it's just what I heard, that there's still only about 1 out of 3 people that are graduating college in the United States. So I don't imagine that 6 out of 10 are college graduates in the UK, do you think?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, it's possible that a quarter life crisis could affect somebody who didn't go to college, right?
Yeah,
being in debt is what I thought maybe been the key to it.
It's one of them. I mean, there's definitely no doubt about that. As we pointed out here, they're struggling because
I am a libertarian, by the way.
That's cool. They spend more than they earn each month. They're having difficulty finding the right job or working in a challenging job, trying to get on the property ladder and being in the right relationship. I think whether or not you're in college or have graduated college, a lot of those things are going to affect you. I mean, certainly being saddled with more debt is not going to increase your level of happiness in life. There's no doubt about that.
All right. Well, thank you for letting
me. Thanks, Dan.
Say my piece.
Yeah. Appreciate your call tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
Toll-free number 855-450. Free Like Freedom. John, he's in Dover, Delaware, listening, I believe, to WDOV. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hey, guys. I just wanted to say I'm not having a midlife or, yeah, quarter life crisis. I'm not in midlife range. You know, I'm 40 now, so I think 80 is a good age to get to. So that's about halfway for me. I'm not having any type of crisis, but I was talking to my buddy on a ride home from work a couple of days ago, and we were saying that we think that life may be just a little bit too short. Once you get to a point where you think you got it figured out and you got
Here, unfortunately, it sounded like he was going somewhere interesting, and
he was.
He dropped the S word. And unfortunately, we are on federally regulated radio stations.
Yes, we are.
And some people don't like that word, and unfortunately, we had to hit the dump button, and we can't tolerate it. There's just no way that we can keep you on. So feel free to call back tomorrow night and express yourself without using the F word or S word or a couple of other words.
Right. And some C words.
And then we'll be fine. But anyway, so quarter life crisis. It's difficult out there. There's no doubt about that. The government isn't making it easier. Let's go to Larry in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC FM. Hello, Larry.
How you doing, Mark, man?
Mark's actually not here tonight, and I don't know when he's coming back. But
you got Chris.
Chris Reitman is in the studio here.
How you doing, Chris? Hey, you know, when the institutions that you believe and put your trust in turn predatory on you, and the lifestyle that you have been tricked into believing exists really does not exist, that's when you have your crisis. It takes some of these young people until they get to 25 to understand that online does not exist, and that the deal with the college and so forth does not exist either. It's just a slave chain. So,
well, maybe that's why I avoided any kind of crisis, because I rejected institutions way, way back. I mean, I've never been in favor of them.
I'm glad I've done it too, but when you look at people overspending, that's just the more thing. I was went to my mailbox yesterday. There was 4 advertisements for cable, and get this special thing so you can watch movies all day. All these advertisements that are going to charge you to waste hours of your valuable time sitting down watching some movie or hours on the internet watching porn or doing other derogatory things to waste your time, and you're going to pay to bring this into your home.
So, you know, I wish that I could get the cable company to stop advertising its other services to me with the money that I pay them every single month.
Exactly.
Like, could you just cut me a break of $3 a month on the bill and just stop sending me all these mailers?
Right.
Save yourself the postage.
They are predators.
Who?
And the people are buying to them.
Hold on, hold on. Who's the I missed that, Larry. Who's the predator?
The college is the predator. And the so-called cable companies and franchises and stuff, but they're businessmen.
They're
got to be predators.
Right.
They're just, predator is...
it's not the
predators. The internet's predatory. You got to admit that. For some person who cannot read.
It just is.
When I think of the word predator, I think of an animal that's going to pounce and, slice up and...
Like a mad lizard or some vulture
or the movie character, the predator.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call tonight, Larry. I do appreciate it. I understand the distrust of corporations, and I'm with you there. I mean, you shouldn't trust a business just because they exist or they're big. But at the same time, you have the option to buy cable.
Right.
You don't have to, which means they're not, by definition, a predator. They're not, attacking you. They're sending you some mailers, which you can then chuck in the garbage. I mean, that's an offer. It's not a predatory attack.
And to say that, internet providers are being predatory, well, in a sense, I'm going to say, yeah, they are, but it's because government creates monopolies in individual areas. So, I don't have a choice of what internet provider I can have at home. I have one, and that's it.
Wait a minute. Now, is that the government's fault? Because you were actually a selectman on the town council. Is there an exclusive monopoly agreement with that provider?
There are two, but where I happen to live, there's only one that's found it financially feasible to build out where I live. So I have one choice, but there are a lot of communities around the country that do only have a single internet provider, so they
Welcome
are
back.
In a...
Let's talk about it. More on the way here. Hour 2 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Join us here.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.